Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is Take Control of Your Life by Setting Boundaries. Do you keep agreeing to do tasks that you don't have time to do? Do you allow people to interrupt you at their whim? Do you allow your children to ignore your requests? Do you allow people to treat you with disrespect? If you want to experience less stress, enhance relationships, improved health, and better time management, then you must learn to set boundaries. Learn to take control of your life. When you don't stand up for yourself and set boundaries, negative things happen. People take advantage of you. Life becomes chaotic. You feel abused. Your strong self-esteem fades away, and you struggle to find joy and fulfillment in your life. Here are 12 responses you can use to set boundaries. These are simply examples. The first one is a boundary you would set with an angry person. You could say, "You are a valued customer, but I will not tolerate this type of verbal abuse. If this is how you're going to treat me, I need to hang up the phone." The second boundary would be callers phoning you at home during your family time. You could say, "From 6 until 8 is the time I've allocated to be with my family. If you call during that window, I'll return your call after 8 o'clock." The third boundary would be boundaries you set with family or friends who often interrupt you at work. You could say, "I want to honor my employer during the hours I'm being paid to do my work. Unless something is an emergency, please text me and I'll call you during lunch or after I leave the office." The fourth one would be a boundary you set with your children who are texting their friends during family time. You might say, "Our family time is sacred. When we are spending time together, please leave your phones in your bedrooms." The fifth boundary you would set with people who ask you to accept additional tasks. You could say, "While this organization and the people in it are very important to me, I can't make any new commitments until I fulfill my current list of responsibilities." The sixth boundary would be something you set with someone who is being disrespectful. You might say, "I value you as a friend, but I cannot continue in this relationship if this is how you're going to treat me." The seventh boundary would be with your parents who keep prying into your personal affairs. You might say, "Mom and Dad, I love you, but I respectfully ask that you not continue to probe into my personal life." The eighth boundary might be one that you set with an adult child who is always asking to borrow money. You might say, "I love you, and I want the best for you, but I will not be loaning you any more money. It's important that you take responsibility for your own finances and learn to live within your means." The ninth boundary would be one that you set with someone who keeps commenting on your weight. You might say, "I appreciate your concern for my weight and health. However, I ask that you stop making critical comments about my weight." The tenth example here is a boundary you would set with a person who makes sarcastic and cutting comments. You could say, "I don't know if you realize it, but your sarcastic comments are not kind, considerate, or respectful. If you value our relationship, I'd ask that you stop making those types of unnecessary jabs at me." The 11th boundary would be one that you use with coworkers or colleagues who are constantly interrupting you while you're working. Here's something you might say: "When there is something that you would like to discuss with me, unless it's an emergency, let's schedule an appointment via email. This will allow me to focus on my work and to give you my full attention during our scheduled appointments." The last boundary that I want to share with you is an example of a boundary you might set with your spouse or business partner who is making decisions without you. You could say, "I admire your ability to quickly make decisions. However, when those decisions impact me, I'd appreciate being included in the decision-making process. Is that fair enough?" Other boundaries could include such things as refusing to accept calls while you're with other people, taking time to exercise regardless of how busy you may be, putting a limit on the time that you'll be spending watching TV, and refusing to engage in certain types of conversations. The first step in learning to set boundaries is self-awareness. For example, pay close attention to the situations where you lose energy, feel stress or guilt, get upset, or want to cry. Begin by identifying the things that bother you. As you set boundaries with people, always be respectful, control your emotions, and use a respectful tone. You may feel uncomfortable at first, but as you begin to see the power of setting boundaries and the freedom it gives you, setting them will get easier. When you do set boundaries, don't feel like you need to defend, debate, or detail your feelings. Instead, clearly explain your position, be firm, gracious, and direct. If someone apologizes when you set a boundary, simply say, "Thank you. I knew you'd understand, and I appreciate you honoring my request." A word of caution. Make sure the boundaries you set are highly important to you. If you're constantly setting boundaries, people may get tired of living by your rules. When you have set a boundary, you need to stand firmly behind it. Stay strong. When faced with resistance or repeat occurrences, restate your position. If you give in, people won't respect your boundaries, and you'll open the door for future abuse. If abusive behavior continues, consider severing the relationship. No one has the right to take advantage of you or intrude upon your lifestyle. Sometimes you need to take a step back to go forward. And remember, setting boundaries enhances your personal power, frees you from abuse, and gives you greater control of your life.